First of all, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. It's my privilege to be here and to share some Divrei Torah with you. I hope your concentration span is good. They told me I'm supposed to speak for 45 minutes. So I think I'd like to speak about some important, basic, serious things for Yidden. Very serious, very basic. We're now in a tkufa between Pesach and Kabbalah Satorah. It also happens to be Parshas Bechukosai. And this beautiful time ends off with reading Megillas Rus at the end of Shavuos on the second day. And the reasons which are given in the Rishonim why we read Megillas Rus, why this minig started, never satisfied me quite enough. So every year I try and figure out another reason why we lay Megillas Rus. So I'd like to tell you that if you hold on to the train of thought, you'll appreciate it. Because I've tried this already last year, and I know that the Olam likes this. It's important to see how it all fits together. It's important to see. Okay, so let's first talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. I always tell everybody that Yetzias Mitzrayim is really not about Abdus and Cheirus. Not really. That's a sidebar. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way the Ramban learns in Parshas Bo'i that you all know, is about the basic emunah of a Yid. The most basic emunahs that we're supposed to have is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo'i. As you all know, we all know the Aseres HaDibros. That's the first thing that happened on Shavuos. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Anoichi. This is the mitzvah of Amuna. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why is it that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Shabarasi Shamayim Vaaretz? It's such a big deal that the Rabbeinu Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim. When you take a look at all the cosmos, Rabbi Sai, when you take a look at all the galaxies, if you have any idea, if you look outwards or you look inwards, if you know anything about the astrophysics, what's going on in this world, Rabbi Sai, the creation of the world is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. So you're telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and he split the Yam Suf. What does splitting the Yam Suf compare to creating the Milky Way? So that's what I'm supposed to say? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Is that my Amunah? Is that the Gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that his greatness? So we all know that the answer is like this, the Ramban. We're going to read the Ramban inside a little bit. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. It's the fact that he would do it. And the fact that he does do it. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach and everyone Bashkocha Pratis. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about you? You're not even a speck of dust in the Milky Way. When I speak to my Balabatim, I say, you're not even a bacteria in a Petri dish when you take a look out. To say that the Rabbeinu Shalom cares about me, that's the miracle, Rabbi Isai. Not that he would split the sea for me, but that he would care enough to split the sea for me. That's the realness. The realness of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Hashkocha Pratis and the Amuna in Hashkocha Pratis. And that's what the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo'i. He says it all over the place. But wait. You're going to see how the Ramban says it. There's a famous Ramban, and I'm going to explain to you what he means. Although, I'm sure that most of you have heard this Ramban, the Yungalite for sure have heard this Ramban, but I always like to single out the words that he's to see what's the depth of what he's saying. First of all, let's take a look at the Ramban by Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I wrote all the Rambans down. Hadibur Hazeh Mitzvah Saseh. The Yitzava Isam, Sheyedu v'yaminu, they should know and believe. Ki yesh Hashem v'hu Eloki lahem. He is a God for them. Mi'ito hoya akol b'chevetz v'chaylis. V'hu Elokim lahem. V'omer asher hoytzei sicho meretz Mitzrayim ki hoytzo'osa misham. The fact that Hashem took us out of there. Torah ala metzius v'ala chevetz. It shows that Hashem has desires in this world. It makes a difference to him. Ki yibidia u'bahashkocha mimenu yotzanu misham. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, and he's being mashkiach. He's looking at everybody. It makes a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you speak Lashon Hara or not. We never think about that, do we? We're going to get to what it means to think about Kabbalah Sat Torah for a second. Why should a creator of the universe care if I speak Lashon Hara? Who are you anyway? You don't even count if you look up at the cosmos. You're nothing. This is a long discussion why it is that way, but first we have to know that it is that way. And this we learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. So first, let me read the Ramban, the famous Ramban. So we should understand this. Rabbi Aaron Cutler, at the beginning of Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, and then the second or third Maimer, writes that the Amuna and the understanding of the Amuna that we were able to achieve during Yetzias Mitzrayim was necessary for Kabbalah Sat Torah. If we hadn't learned the Amuna that the Ramban speaks about in Parshas Bo'i, which we're going to talk about in a second, had we not learned that well and integrated it, we would not be prepared for Kabbalah Sat Torah. Really, it says that in the Ramban. But Rabbi Aaron writes more, that 210 years of slavery is justifiable just so that we should get it. The whole Shibud Mitzrayim, Rabbi Aaron writes this, you could take a look, I'm sure you have a Mishnas Rabbi Aaron here, the second or third Maimer, Vayancha Vayarivecha, take a look at that Maimer and you'll see that Rabbi Aaron writes, the need to understand the Amuna which was demonstrated to us by Yetzias Mitzrayim, justifies all the tzaras that we had in Mitzrayim, just to be able to achieve that. That's how important it is that we should have this Amuna in order to go to Kabbalah Sat Torah. So let's talk about what the Ramban says. You know, there's a famous question, I'm sure all of you have heard this, but I like to go it over. I like to say it over again, because I like we should marinate ourselves a little bit in what they're saying. You know, you have to really get it. There's a famous Ramban in Parshas Vayigash. I think you all know the Kasha from the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra asks a famous question. Chazal say that Yocheved was born when they were coming through the doors of Mitzrayim. That's what Chazal say. Rashi brings the Chazal. She was born Beit HaMetzorim. So the Eben Ezra asks the Kasha, if that's true, Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old when they left Mitzrayim 210 years later. That means that Yocheved had to be 130 years old when she had a baby. So the Eben Ezra asked, how could this Medrash Chazal be true? The Torah makes such a big deal that Sarah had a baby when she was 90, and here a lady had a baby when she was 130, and it gets swept under the carpet. No one even mentions it. That's the Eben Ezra's Kasha. So the Ramban gives numerous terutzim to this. Numerous terutzim. But at the end, the Ramban says something which I really have enough from. And that's what I want to talk about. He gives terutzim. Should I tell you some of the terutzim? Sarah already went through menopause. It says so in the Torah. Yocheved maybe didn't. So it's not such a big mess. Then he says some other klal in the Ramban. Then the Ramban says like this. It's almost flippant. He says about the Eben Ezra. He says, you know, the Torah doesn't mention all nisim. If a Navi came and a Navi predicted there's going to be a nest, then the Torah says it. Then he says like this. V'lama yaskira makosuv. Why should the Torah bother mentioning a nest? You hear this lashon of the Ramban? Look in Parshas Vayigash. The lama yaskir makasuv. Why should the Torah bother? What else is new? And that's happened. What's new for Eden that's new? You all know the Gemara. There was a Tana that nursed his baby. There's a Tana that didn't have a new oil. He said, Mishamar, L'shemesh yadlik yamir l'chaymin, L'shemesh yamir l'chaymin shiadlik. This is the Lashon of the Ramban. What's the Eben Ezra getting so bent out of shape that a big miracle happened and it doesn't get any mention? What, miracles are new? What, we're in a spoil from miracles? Listen to the Lashon of the Ramban. V'lama yaskire makosuv. Why should the Torah mention it? You're saying the Torah didn't mention it. Why should the Torah mention it? Kol yesoidais ha-Torah benisim nistorim heim. The entire fundamental Torah, we're going to talk about what that fundamental, what he means. All the yesoidais, all of the principles that Yiddishkeit is based on is nisim nistorim. When I say that now, do you know what that means? That all the fundamentals of Torah are based on nisim nistorim. Did you know that? Well, if you didn't know that, you can't go to Kabbalah Satorah. That's what Rabbi Aaron is saying. Did you know that, by the way? Did you know that? How does that sound? I'm going to read the Lashon again. Why should the Torah bother mentioning a nest that a lady had a baby at 130 years old? What's that negeya? Well, don't we all know that the whole Torah, the whole fundamental, the basis, the foundations of the Torah is benisim nistorim heim? The Yama Torah and the nation of the Torah, ein b'chol inyonai rak nisim leitevel minug. All of the things and the issues of the Klal Yisrael are miracles and there's no nature involved at all. So shall I tell you why, Rabbi Sai? You're going to lay in B'chukai Sai this week. Everyone's going to lay in B'chukai Sai. What? Bahar B'chukai Sai. Bahar B'chukai Sai. What does it say, B'chukai Sai? B'chukai Sai Teilech. So everything's going to be good. There's going to be rain and you're going to have crops. And if you don't, the Shemayim is going to turn into Barzel. The last time I checked, the Farmer's Almanac didn't say anything about whether I was speaking Lashon Hara or learning Torah. I mean, since when does what I do affect the rain? I mean, you know, there's a guy in my shul who's a weatherman. I always ask him to explain to me why this happened, why that happened. Right, Steve? There's someone from my shul here. I always ask him. I want to explain to me how do tornadoes work. Like he tries to explain it to me. In all of his PhDs that he has, it doesn't say anywhere. Parshas B'chukaisai, Rabbi Sai. Parshas B'chukaisai tells you that the existence of Klal Yisrael is nisim. What's the nes? Because the Ramban explains in Parshas Bo'i that we're going to see in a second that all of the schar v'oinish in the Torah is essentially a nes. It's not a nes nigla, it's a nes nister. There's no logical, scientific reason why, if I keep the Torah, there should be plenty, and there should be bracha, and there should be peace. I don't know, you know, you want to make peace with your neighbors, you know, so you come to the Senate, and you talk to them, the Prime Minister of Israel comes, and you try all sorts of, I mean, there's a lot of things you do to try and make peace, you know, you try for years already, starting with Camp David, to make peace. Make peace. There's a lot of ways. You can read books on how to make peace. Everybody wants to make peace. The Torah says, there's going to be shalom baretz. Well, how does that work? How in the world does that work? You know how that works? It works because HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes in the world and makes it happen. That is not teva. That's nes. It's not nice like splitting the Yam Suf, but what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu involving himself in the lives of the Klal Yisrael, and we'll go later to the lives of each individual, and the entire Torah is about this. So let's get to the Ramban and Parshas Bo'i, and then you're going to understand. I really want to explain to you something that I used to explain this Ramban, I was never really able to grasp until I had to answer a kid. In my youth, I used to have a hobby of teaching at the universities once a week. You know, just happened. So I used to teach in Princeton once a week, and the kids would ask me questions, and I would have to think of how to answer them. It wasn't so easy, you know. They were smart kids, and they weren't exactly my friend. So they would ask me these pointed questions, and I would have to answer them. So lots of times I formulated answers, and they were so good that I was able to use them in shul when I came back to speak to the yeshiva light. It was unbelievable. Right? Steve, isn't it true? You never know where it's coming from, right? Okay, so first let's learn the Ramban. We're going to learn the Ramban of Parshas Bo. Again, let's remember where we're going. I want everyone to remember exactly where we're going. We start out with Yetzias Mitzrayim. We end up with the Kabbalah Satayra. The Amunah that we learn by Yetzias Mitzrayim is fundamental and crucial to be able to have Kabbalah Satayra. In the middle, we have Parshas Bechukosai. At the end, we're going to have Megillas Rus. I want to know why we read Megillas Rus. And I'm going to show you that Megillas Rus is all about this. Challenge me, Mr. Englander. Huh? Megillas Rus is all about the Ramban and Parshas Bo. Okay, let's see. Let's learn the Ramban. This Ramban, I tell my Balabatim, anyone who didn't learn this Ramban has to learn it right now. If you didn't learn this Ramban in your lifetime, Rabbi Sai, you go right now and learn this Ramban. There's an English translation. There's no excuse. There's a beautiful English translation from Art Scroll of the Ramban. Every Jew who's a thinking Jew and a believing Jew must learn this Ramban. So I'm going to learn it with you a little bit. Just a little bit. The Ramban wants to explain why are we always doing things Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's this big deal with Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Ramban says like this. There were people who believed in creation. There's all different types of apokursim. There's some people who didn't believe in God. All right. They said that the world created itself. Then there were people that believed that Hashem created the world, but they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everyone kidgei hayom. He let us flow around the world like a bunch of guppies in a fish tank. He doesn't really care. He doesn't mashkiach on them. He doesn't care what they do. There was also philosophers used to say that. Says the Ramban, V'chasher yirtzehu lekim ba'eda. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires in one group of people, or with one person, the Yasa Imahem Maifes, and he does a sign, Bishinu min Hagai Shal Eilam Vitivai. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the Eser Makais, Yisbar Lechol Bitul Hadeus Ha'ela Kulam. All of these ideas get trashed. There is a God, he knows what's going on, he cares what's going on. He chose Klal Yisrael because he loved Avraham Avinu. Hashem has preferences? The Malbim actually in a Sefer Eretz Chemda says that was one of the things that the Mitzrayim couldn't swallow. That there could be a Rabbi Nishalaylam that loves this one, is good to this one, punishes this one. They couldn't swallow that. This is Hashem Echad. They couldn't believe that. All right. When you see a big miracle, you know that he knows and he's watching everything. Well, then the Ramban goes through all the things that are proved by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole concept of Nevuah, if a Navi foretells this, then you know that Hashem speaks to a Navi. By the way, you know that that's something that you accept that for such a davar pashut. You know how preposterous this idea is? I mean, you have to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim for this. You believe that the creator of the universe would speak to a human being? Who would believe that? Do you know what that means? The creator of this universe would talk to a human being? You know, when I read this Ramban, I always think that these people weren't so crazy for not believing all this. It is, you know, you're used to it. I remember I used to learn with a Russian guy. So I said the word miracle. He said, Rabbi, would you stop saying miracle? Whenever you say that, it breaks my eardrum. So I realized he grew up in the Soviet Union in an atheistic country. The word miracle, we live in a Christian country. So everyone says the word miracle, so we get used to it. But he couldn't hear it. The word miracle, the Rabbi just stared at him. He said, Rabbi, would you please stop saying the word miracle? It breaks my eardrums. I still remember. His name was Joseph. He lived in Wayne. So the Ramban goes through all of the basic emunas that we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim. We learn that God created the world and He's here. We learn that He knows what's going on. We know that He favors tzaddikim, people that are Oisei Ritzayinai, because He took out the Yidden. I always say like this, you know what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It goes like this. Number one, Hashem, that's the first thing. Took, that Hashem even intervenes. Us, He took us. Out of Mitzrayim, that's the last thing. That's the least important thing. There's a lot before that. Hashem, He's here. Took. He's looking at what's going on over here, and He's deciding what to do. Hashkocha Pratis. Us. Arat Lib Klal Yisrael. He loves us. Out of Mitzrayim. Shain, that's also something. I like to speak about each one of these things separately, but I don't have time. There's only 20 minutes left, and I have to get to the end. When I teach about Pesach, I teach about each one of these words in the sentence separately. Hashem. Took us out of Mitzrayim. Ayin b'deceivus in Maisa Nisim. He says that out of Mitzrayim is the least important thing. Emuna. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoceisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. You have to believe that there's Hashkocha Pratis. Otherwise, you cannot begin the Torah. Now, let's get to my class in Princeton. I want to get there for a second. At the end, the Ramban says something which is very famous. And I want to speak for a second, if the Olam will be meichel me, forgive me, I'm going to address this question to the Yungalite. Because I know what the Yungalite think when they learn this Ramban, because I thought that too. I'm also used to be a Yungaman. I was learned in yeshivas also. A yeshiva guy, when he reads this, I know exactly what he thinks. Okay. So the Ramban says like this, at the end of that Ramban, then a Parshas Boy. Then I'm going to read the words of the Ramban clearly. Umin hanisim hagdoilim hamufursamim. And from the great public miracles that happened in Mitzrayim that we always have to remember. Adam maida benisim hanistarim. A person comes to admit that there's hidden miracles. Yasaid hatoira kula, which is the foundation of the entire Torah. Yesaid HaTorah Kula. The Ramban says like this. She'ein la'adam chelek b'Torahs Moshe Rabbeinu. A person has no part in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu at Shenamin, until we believe. B'chol divareinu mikreinu. All the things that happen to us. She'kula misim. They're all miracles. Ein bohem teva. There's no nature. It's not just the way it goes. God is guiding our lives. And if you don't believe this, you have no chelik in Torah's Moshe. Now, what does that mean that there's no teva? What does that mean? So he explains himself. Parshas Bukhukaisai. Ela im yaseh ha-mitzvah yatzlichenu secharai. If we do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us hatzlacha. Im yavur aleim yachrisenu ein shay. And if a person, like in Parshas Vayigash, he says, since when is a person over an Isser Kar, if a person is Baal Erva, that's why he dies when he's 50 years old, he gets karts, is that a natural occurrence? If you go to the doctor after he's Baal Al-Arayus, is he going to see there's something in his blood that's going to make him die when he's 50 years old? When it says in the Torah that there's a consequence for doing an Aveira, that is a miracle. Why is it a miracle? Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was intervening and making something happen that wouldn't happen in the natural course of events. God has to intervene to make that happen. That is a nes. It's as nes as much. Listen, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu splits the Yam Suf, we see Hashem is there because there's a change in the laws of nature. But I think every intelligent being understands that it's not any more difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to split the Yam Suf than to do anything else. It's easy for him because the Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the world every second. So one second he decides that it shouldn't be like it was a second ago. It's bush, right? But Schar Voynish, says the Ramban, is essentially the same thing as a miracle. What is a miracle? A miracle is not that God split the Red Yam Suf. A miracle is that God is looking at the people and it makes a difference to him. And he does something, he intervenes. And it's not the natural course of events. So that happens in our lives also. If I'm a kind to our mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reward me, so then I have a tzlacha because of who I am. There's a rhyme and reason. Hashem is involved. That, the Ramban says, is a nes nister, and that's the yisoid of kol ha-toira kula. Now, why is it the yisoid of Torah kol ha-kula? So here comes the Princeton. The Ramban says, "She'ein lo adam chelik b'tayrus Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin b'chol devareinu u'mikreinu shekulam nisim." So I'm addressing the young alike. What does the Ramban mean when he says, "Ein lo adam chelik b'tayrus Moshe Rabbeinu ad shenamin"? A person who doesn't believe this has got no chelik in Tayrus Moshe. You don't have to answer me because I know what you're thinking. Did anyone ever hear this lashon? Did you ever hear this lashon? You know what it means? It means like this. I write for the Beis Medrash. He's an apokaitis. Eloi chelik b'teres b'meisa. You can't have anything to do with us. Eloi chelik b'teres b'meisa. I write. You can't have anything to do with us. That's what they think it means. That's what I used to think it means. It's not what it means. It's mamish not what it means. I'll tell you what it means. It used to be years ago, there were conservative kids that still knew something about the Chumash. So I had... I still had some conservative kids that said that, you know, Kriyas Yamsuf was because there was an earthquake. Nowadays, Bavei Niseinu HaRabim, they don't even know that there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. They wouldn't even say it was an earthquake. They would say it didn't happen. But I'm only citing, you know, conservative kids who still had grandparents that made a Seder. So they said, yeah, well, there was Kriyas Yamsuf, but it was an earthquake. So one time, once someone irked me in Princeton when he told me this, I said to him like this, listen, you're coming to this class to learn Chumash with me. So you have to understand something. This book clearly believes in miracles. Now, you want to be a private denier that you don't believe in miracles. Okay, fine, I have nothing against you. Go home, make your Seder, say I don't believe in it. But you can't say that's what the Chumash is writing. That's not what the Chumash... You want to read this book, you have to read it with its own rules. This book believes in Hashem, believes in miracles, and this book is reporting that a miracle occurred. I don't want to get into why they had to do that, because of the veracity, of the historical veracity of the Chumash is such that the Amolagah, of course, had to say it was an earthquake. But then the kid doesn't realize that. So I would say to him, listen... You want to make up your own stories, fine. But you're coming to learn Chumash with me. That's the name of this class. So don't pervert the text. You could believe what you want to believe, but we're learning this. Does everyone understand? Did I make myself clear? Right? Did I make myself clear? Is it clear? It doesn't make sense. You can't put your ideas into this book. This book believes in miracles. So you got to, you know, like I'll give you an example. Excuse me, Rabbi Isai. So like, if you learn Harry Potter, you're going to say, there's no such thing as a wizard. So don't read Harry Potter. You know what I mean? You're going to tell me, I don't believe in wizards, this whole Harry Potter shtusim. Well, Harry Potter is gebait of wizardry. You know what I mean? You can't read Harry Potter. When you're reading Harry Potter, you want to know how I know? I had to read it to make sure my balabatim could give it to their children. Do you get my mushel? You know, a guy will come to the class in Harry Potter, the teacher is giving a class of literature about Harry Potter, and the guy will scream, I don't believe in wizardry. Shkoyach, so go to a different class. When you read Harry Potter believes in wizardry. You can't learn, l'havdil elef abdolos, you can't learn Chumash and say that it wasn't a miracle. This book is gebait of miracles. Go learn something else. But you're learning Chumash. That's what I used to tell them. That's how I used to get them to go away to yeshiva. I copped them like that. You have to learn it. Then they found out. Blah, 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 blah. But anyway, the bottom line is, this is what the Ramban means to say. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach on every single person. And that Hashem intervenes in the world. Yesh din v'yesh dayon. Things don't happen by themselves. There's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Tell me, Which pasuk in the Torah could you read without this belief? The Torah, from the beginning to the end, and everything that happens in the narrative of the Torah, and the mitzvahs of the Torah, and the tzivuyim of the Torah, is based on that there's a Rabbein Shalilah. He sees what you're doing. It makes a difference what you're doing. And there's consequences for what you do. There isn't a single pasuk that you could read in the Torah without that. You take that out, that's what the Ramban means. A person who doesn't believe this, Eloi Chelek B'Toyras Moshe. There's, which pasuk could you read? Which mitzvah are you going to read? Which parsha are you going to read? There's nothing. The whole Sefer doesn't begin unless you begin. That's why the belief in Hashgacha Pratis is the Yesod HaTorah. Did I make myself clear? Am I clear? All right. You know, Rabbi, I always tell everybody, I tell my balabatim, when they want to know, they want to have more bitachim. They're speaking to me about bitachim. So I tell them a truism. There's some truism that is 2 + 2 = 4. And then there's a truism that 1 + 1 = 2. And then there's a truism that's just 1. it's so simple. I always tell my balabatim, you cannot have more bitachim in Hashem than you believe that He exists in the first place. If you don't have a munah that there's a Rabbein Shalom, how could you have bitachon in Him? You can't even begin to have bitachon in a creator that you don't have a munah in. Where are you starting in the Torah without these amunas? If you don't believe that it makes a difference to the Rabbein Shalom if I come to Night Seder, if I don't come to Night Seder, if I speak Lashon Hara, if I don't speak Lashon Hara, if I'm careful not to be bayir on Shabbos, or I'm not careful to be bayir on Shabbos. If you don't believe the Muna Shleima, that the Rabbi Shalalem cares about that, how could you pick up a Chumash? It doesn't begin. You had to go through Yitzis Mitzrayim to see Nisan Gluyim, to know that there's a Rabbi Shalalem that's looking at you, and He's thinking about you. And if you believe that, you can open up the Torah by Har Sinai. If you don't believe in that, it doesn't begin. That's what the Ramban is saying. And that's why Yitzis Mitzrayim has to happen before Kabbalah Satoyra. Steve, did I make myself clear? Steve knows because he's in my shul. Huh? It's good? You got it? What's this got to do with Rus? It's everything to do with Rus. Because the Ramban almost flippantly says to the Ibn Ezra, what? We should mention that Yocheved had a baby when she was 130 years old. Why should the Torah mention something like that? Klal Yisrael is based on Nisim. The whole Torah is Nisim. Our whole existence is Nisim. What does he mean it's this? Our whole existence is that it's not natural. There's a Rabbein Shel Olam that sees what happens to Klal Yisrael. Anything that happens to Klal Yisrael, anything that happens to Yid, there's always a Rabbein Shel Olam. So the Torah has to make a big deal. What else is new? You're having a baby, she's under 3, what else do I have to mention that? The Ramban brings a raya to his assertion. Do you know what his raya is? Rus Hamoyavia. I'm going to read it to you. Do you know that the story with Rus, I love talking about it, but we only have 7 minutes left. I love talking about the time frame of the story of Rus. Do you realize that Nachshon ben Aminadav's children, grandchildren, marry Shixus? You have what's going on over here? Shalmon was the son of Nachshon. Elimelech was the son of Nachshon, and his sons married Rusin and Norpa. Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into the Yamsuf. His Eniklach married Shixus. That's how close it was. It was right after they came to Eretz Yisrael, the story with Rus HaMoavia. It's fascinating. That's why they didn't know the halacha of Moavia v'loi Moavit, because no one ever tried it before. She was the first one who ever tried. Who ever tried to be Megayer? There was no time. They just came out of Mitzrayim. They just got out of the Midbar. They just came into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, how many generations is there from Boaz to David HaMelech? How many generations is it? 4 generations. Do you know how many years it is? 380 years. So that means to say that everybody had to be 93 years old when they had a baby, and they would have to have the baby the last year of their life to span that time. Just read the end of the story. At the end of the story, it says, do we have a Rus here? Have a Rus? right? Used to be here, right? In Esther Shoshim Rus.
It must be in the back.
No, it's here, yeah. Everybody said, I'm sorry for screaming. I get excited about this stuff. It's very exciting. It's like it's true. Let's see what it says over here. All right. The Nachshon Hoylid es Salma. The Salmon Hoylid es Bayaz. Ubayaz Hoylid es Oved. V'Oved Hoylid es Yishai. V'Yishai Hoylid es David. That spans 387 years. The Ramban makes a cheshvin over here. Only have 5 minutes left, so I can't read you this. A beautiful cheshvin. The Ramban says, how is this possible? And it's not even mentioned. It's not even mentioned. And Lamaisa, if one of them had a baby when he was 40 years old, then someone had to be really old when he had a baby. And then the Ramban says, people didn't live as long in those days, so to have a baby at 90 is much bigger nes than Avraham Avinu having when he's 100, because people lived half their life was half the size in those days. And there's no mention of it. So you know what the Ramban says? Of course there's no mention. I told you. Klal Yisrael lives by Nisim. The Yisoid HaTorah is the Nisim HaNistarim. The fact that we live with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is so evident that we don't have to mention it. So let me read you the Ramban. V'hine etein lecha eid neman al masha amarti. This is the Ramban at the end of Parshas Vayigash. I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. Nisim are so basic to Klal Yisrael that we don't even have to mention it. Yodanu. It was 370 years from the time Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael till David HaMelech was born. You only have 4 generations. So he says, a simple thing, they would have to, if you made it equally, everyone had a baby at the end of their life at 93 years old. That's what it have to be. But it's not like that. So he makes the whole cheshvin, whichever way you slice it, it was, right? All right. V'hu, says the Ramban, v'hu nes nister. This is the nes nistarim that I've been talking about that we learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Na'asa la'avi ha'malucha. That was done for the father of the Meluch in Klal Yisrael, Ben HaTzadekes, Haba'o Lachasois Tachas Kante Yashchina. She was a Tzadekes. The Rebbein Shalom saw her, and the Rebbein Shalom made a nice nister for her that doesn't even get mentioned in the Pasuk, because it's so obvious that the Klal Yisrael lives with the Rebbein Shalom. So Rabbi Shalom, you get it? The story of Rus is the story of Kabbalah Satoira and Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yesoid HaToira. The Yesoid HaToira, says the Ramban. Let's make a Chazaris Hashir. The Yesoid HaToira is that there's Ashkocha Pratis. There's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Sometimes he shows us open miracles, but we're supposed to learn from that, that there's Ashkocha Pratis and the Klal Yisrael lives with the Rebishter. Not in natural ways. To the extent that the whole Torah is built on this. Parshas B'chukosai. Every pasuk in the Torah cries out that we believe in Hashem. You can't go over to Har Sinai to get the Torah if you don't look back at Yetzias Mitzrayim and say that I got it. I get it. There's Ashkochet, there's Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now I could start reading the Torah. It's so obvious that Nisim Gluyim could happen to Klal Yisrael and the Torah wouldn't even bother mentioning it, because it's the Yesoid HaTorah Kula that we are above nature, above statistics, beyond any historical account that's ever been. The existence of Klal Yisrael is miraculous. As a people, historically, today, everything, because there's Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Hashgacha Pratis. And the proof that all of this is true, says the Ramban, is that the Torah doesn't even mention the incredible miracle that 4 generations after Rus was David HaMelech. And these people had miraculous children. Why? Because it's a Dabur Pashut. She was a tzedekis. She came, Lachzis Tachas Ashchina, and the schar was from the Rabbeinu Shalom Bashkocha Pratis, that she should be Zaycha in four generations to have the Melech Yisrael. The Yisoid HaDavar is Rabbeisai, that you cannot keep the Torah without the Amuna, that the Hashkocha and the Hanhoga of Klal Yisrael is Lamala Min HaTeva. The Rabbeinu Shalom should help that we should keep with us the message of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Be makabel the Torah, and all of us should be zeicha to see the Malchus Ben David b'meir v'meinu. Amen.